Frank Robinson left us this week. He passed away at the age of 83, and he leaves us with so many memories that he will never leave us. With Robinson, at the end, we don't know where to begin. I don't think I realized until this week that Frank Robinson played high school basketball on a team with Bill Russell. Think about competing against those two Hall of Famers. Russell went on to success in basketball, and while Robinson eventually became season ticket holder with the Los Angeles Lakers, he was in the front row in an amazing generation in baseball and society. Jackie Robinson had broken Major League Baseball's color barrier as a player, and in a 2012 interview with WBAL Radio, Robinson recalled,
"Yeah, I think it was had more of an impact on our society than he had on the field. I really did, because it showed people that we could coexist together. There's nothing wrong with it because the color of your skin was different from someone else's. It didn't make you bad." And I think that's really where he made an impact.
And then it's fair to say Frank Robinson honored Jackie Robinson by making an impact in how he navigated his own journey. ESPN's Tim Kirchen told WTOP,
"Brooks Robinson, Hall of Famer with the Orioles, told me that after Frank got there in 1966, of course, the Orioles won the World Series that year. Brooks Robinson told me that Frank Robinson taught us how to win."
Yes, 1966, winning the World Series, the year Frank Robinson was the American League Most Valuable Player. The National League MVP in 1961, still the only player to win MVP in both leagues. And the list of accolades go on. Rookie of the Year, 14-time All-Star. All of it understandable when you consider,
nobody played with the same ferocity that Frank did back in his day today. There are guys just as good as him. Mike Trout's as talented as Frank Robinson was, but nobody played with the same type of anger and ferocity that Frank did.
Frank Robinson defined excellence, and then he had a chance to demand excellence when he became Major League Baseball's first African-American manager with the Cleveland Indians in 1974. He would go on to manage the Giants, the Orioles, the Expos, and of course here in D.C., the first manager of the Nationals in 2005 and 2006. Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller.
"Take note, when I talk about his outstanding resume as a manager, every team, starting with that first one, the Cleveland Indians, was down when they brought him in as manager, and they got better as he took over that ball club."
Frank Robinson, player, manager, and also executive at Major League Baseball, working to make the game better. While his loss, not unexpected, in some ways inconceivable.
"For me, he was one of the great men, and I just can't believe that he's gone, because somehow I always thought that Frank would never die. He just seemed to be an indestructible giant of a man."
And because of that, Frank Robinson will continue to live on in our hearts and minds. Dave Johnson, WTOP News.